This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
I'm Cindy Menzel, and this is Feature of the Week here on KHMB. This week, we're talking with Ann Swanberg, and we're talking about life plays. And if you don't know what that is, well, Ann and I will tell you. Life plays is about improv. So, Ann, welcome.
Thank you, Cindy. It's so great to be here.
It's so great to have you. So improv is near and dear to my heart, and some people can do it really well, and it really overwhelms and scares some people. But you have a company in town, and you have been, I've seen you at a couple different places, Life Plays, which is lifeplays, plural, P-L-A-Y-S, .com. And how did you start this, and when did you start this improv company?
Oh, wow. Well, the origin story of improv itself was my feeling that it was time to do something just out of the box, creative. I was very shy. I was in my late 30s, and I took an intro to improv, and I came home on fire.
Really?
Yes, like just spontaneous, so easy to connect with people. It really, I knew it was the answer to getting out of my shell, and that was 1993. And then in 1999, after taking that intro, I took all the improv classes that Sue Walden had to offer. She no longer is with us, but I am very grateful to her. Joined her company, and then left in 1999 to form Life Plays, which was formed because, for me, it wasn't about performing. It was the skills that we use when we improvise, how that has affected my daily life. We do what's called applied improvisation at Life Plays, and there are a lot of other groups that do that also. Take the skills of improv, not in order to train people to be performers, but simply to be more comfortable in their own skins in the present moment, creating with other humans.
Okay, so and you do this with your husband, Chris Miller, correct?
Correct. He is my beloved husband and also partner in Life Plays. We co-founded it. So I guess 27 years ago now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So I know I've seen you, for example, at the Oddfellows and places, and you do skits and pantomimes, but you do public performances, and you do some corporate events and that type of things. But if I'm doing an event and I want to do, say, I'm wanting to my staff to get together or just volunteers, something fun for – what can I expect if I'm going to ask you to come in and do something for my organization or my family or my fun event?
I love that question because all those contexts are unique. And each client that we get a call from, or prospective client in the corporate world, for example, it really is about listening for what they're looking for, because this particular kind of improv spans from just pure fun. They had a tough quarter and they just need to bond and have a good time, let off some steam, then it's pure fun. And the other end of the spectrum, while always containing the fun, is, are there some, challenges in communication? Do you want more flow? The core skill of improv is called yes and that is just a key principle for really being present and receiving what you hear and building on what your partner gives you.
So yes and, what exactly does that mean? That I'm going to ask you a question or give you a statement and you're going to say yes and I'm going to come up with something, or what does that mean?
Oh, I love this. So the yes in improv, the yes means whatever my partner gives me, I receive it fully. It doesn't mean I have to like it. If in real life, right? It doesn't mean you like what life has delivered up, perhaps a flat tire. And the yes is simply, wow, this is happening. So in real life, it's really served me, you know, for a pretty frictionless, like, okay, this is happening. Tire is flat, you know, feel what I feel. And then the and is how to move forward. The and is creating with it. Oh, okay, I'm going to call a friend for a ride, or I'm going to call AAA. So the sooner you yes things in life, the sooner you're able to build with it and move forward. So that's a life example. Then on stage, it's just pure, silly, fun imagination. You know, if I'm on stage and my partner comes in and it says, Your Highness, I have your birthday cake. I said, oh, thank you, right? That's the receiving. That's the yes.
Uh-huh.
And then the and, it would be, I cannot wait for the entire land to gather. So I've moved the story forward. That's the and.
And you also, when I saw you before, you had some people from the audience, which some people may be really excited about during that and some not so much. But I thought it was a comfortable way to do it. But how do you include the audience in these types of improvs that you do?
Yeah, for the shows, it's a matter of absolutely being connected with them, first of all, where it's like we are in this together. I absolutely feel my connection with the audience, and they can feel that. And then if we're doing it, sometimes it is fun. There's certain improv games that involve audience members in a very low-key, no-risk way.
Okay.
And it's always just purely volunteer who wants to come up. It's so important, you know, and the same in corporate training, you know. Like I said, I was the shyest kid in class. I was an introverted, very introverted adult. And that first improv was so warm and connective and supportive. It's always about supporting your partner, yesing what they give you and building on it. And it was just an experience of how the world can be when we are that way with one another.
It sounds like it really did change your life. What did you do before you started this improv class? And did you meet Chris? Here's a little personal, I guess, but did you meet Chris doing improv?
Oh, I love this question. I love all facets of it. Chris okay. And I met actually when I was 19 and he was 24, and we lived in a house full of musicians and dancers. And so, like I said, being shy and then also extremely creative, I was a modern dancer in a modern dance company, which is a great way. You don't have to talk to anybody. So
oh my.
That's how we met. And then we both became certified to teach English as a second language years later. Like, I blew my knee out, and we saw this training for teaching English, and that was a great career for me. I thought I was going to be sick to my stomach, you know, because it is teaching, you're in front of a group, but that teaching career is what helped me segue into being comfortable in front of a group. And then that intro to improv class years later just brought it all home. And I said, this is my tribe. This is what I want to offer the world. This is a way to live.
I'm just so impressed that you're able to do this to make a living this way. So what is Chris's forte? And I love to ask, so who chased who? You know, did you chase Chris or did Chris chase you?
Oh, if that's on the personal level, that is a circuitous long answer. I would say on the improv front, it was definitely me coming home that night in 1993. And then there was a weekend intensive beginning offered, and I was too shy. I said, Chris, will you do this with me? You know, it's an off-site you go to. It was this retreat up Northern California. We did the weekend together, and then we both, he loved it too. And so we started, you know, our company together.
And so you're based basically out of El Granada, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. And yes, that's where we've lived for decades.
And you work up and down the coast. So give me an idea of where you worked and for whom you've worked.
Oh, wow. Well, if anyone wants to check out our Life Plays website, lifeplays.com, it's just a wide array of clients, you know, the biggest names and local, you know, small team builds. We've worked along the coast, like you said, over the hill, in all kinds of different states in the United States, internationally a couple times. Have Improv Will Travel.
Have Improv Will Travel. I think that's just wonderful. So, again, you will do this for nonprofit organizations. You can do this for big family events. And it's basically coming in. It's not comedian, but it's very fun and it's funny. And it's very participatory. And you've been doing it for quite a while and doing it so well in our coast side. So, again, thank you, Anne. And the website is lifeplays.com. That's lifeplays.com. And it's Anne Swanberg. Thank you, Anne, for being here.
Oh, Cindy, my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So this is I'm Cindy Menzel, and this is this week's Feature of the Week.
KHNB contributor Cindy Menzel with our Feature Story of the Week. Did you know that we have our own improv personality on our announcing staff? It's true. His name, Jay Michaels, and you never know what he's going to say. Check him out 9 to noon weekdays on your hometown community station, KHMB Radio. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson. It's time now for the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. We are going way back to 1946. This is community radio for the San Mateo County Midcoast. 100.9 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
This is Judith Guerrero, Executive Director of Coastside Hope. Many of you have heard about Coastside Hope, but do you really know what we do? We are a nonprofit human services agency established to benefit the residents of the Coastside. Our mission is to provide necessities to enhance quality of life for all of our neighbors. We serve the working poor, seniors on fixed incomes, the disabled, full and middle class, homeless, and working folks who do not qualify for federal sponsored programs. All of our services are provided on a non-discriminatory basis, and we do not charge a fee for any of our safety net programs. To learn more about our many programs, visit coastsidehope.org. Coastside Hope, neighbors helping neighbors.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1946, the war is over. What did things look like here on the Coastside in the post? World War 1946. While checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, county takes 7 acres for juvenile detention center. After 2 years of searching for a site for a new juvenile detention center, supervisors have voted to condemn 7.5 acres on the north side of Woodside Road. The action is considered an urgent post-war project. And 20-cent road tax urged to fix city streets. The Board of Supervisors is proposing a road tax of 20 cents per $100 to help fund starved cities with their street maintenance problem. The county has not levied a road tax since 1932. And the U.S. Board to decide PG&E union dispute. PG&E and the CIO utility workers have agreed to submit their wage dispute, which threatens a strike, to a presidential fact-finding board. It was recently announced. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Wonder how many of you know that there is a great service that has been going on for 20 years on the coast. A free breakfast is served every Wednesday and Thursday from 6 to 9 at the Lutheran Church on Highway 1. My mom and her friend Kathy met one of the enthusiastic volunteers and were invited to check it out to present on this Time Machine segment. They were blown away with the entire operation. They entered the large coffee room with full adjoining kitchen, where they were met with tables and cheerful lemon-patterned tablecloths, a huge coffee pot brewing delicious coffee, a table with juice and toasters, and chafing dishes filled with scrambled eggs, pancakes, sausages, and oatmeal. And the many guests arrived, it was apparent that they were acquainted and knew everyone's name. The volunteers knew their names too, and it felt like an old home week. Ages range from young moms with babies and toddlers to senior citizens. It is truly a happy place with dedicated volunteers who show up very early to start the process and seem so happy in their work. Anyone is welcome to check it out, and of course, volunteers and donations are appreciated. Speaking of breakfast, if you haven't tried the weekend breakfast at my pub, you might want to try it. Authentic and generous portions, including English bangers, Irish bacon, baked beans, English muffins, grilled mushrooms, and tomatoes. Keep calm and breakfast on. Following the end of the war, people expected a better life than before. The war years, with the Great Depression causing poverty and hardship worldwide, there were major shortages in jobs and housing for those returning from the war. Around the world, the start of the baby boom also started as couples married and had children. Also, there were still shortages of food and materials. How much did things cost in 1946? Average cost of a new house, $5,600. Average wages per year, $2,500. Cost of a gallon of gas, 17 cents. Average cost of a new car, $1,120. World's first electric blanket, $39.50. And men's ties are $1.50. In other news, major undersea earthquake hits Alaska, measuring 7.4 magnitude in the North Pacific Ocean, causing a tsunami that by the time it reaches Hawaii, some 2,400 miles away, the waves reach 60 feet in height along the coastal areas of Hawaii, causing 150 deaths. 12 high-ranking Nazis are sentenced to death by the International War Crimes Tribunal in Nuremberg and hung. War crimes trials are also held in Tokyo for those accused of committing war crimes against humanity during World War II. In popular music, this female artist got her start singing with the big bands, but goes solo with this hit. From the Irving Berlin musical, Annie Get Your Gun, here's Diana Shore with Doing What Comes Naturally.
Folks are dumb where I come from. They ain't had any learning. Still they're happy as can be, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Folks like us could never fuss with schools and books and learning. Still we've gone from A to Z, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
You don't have to know how to read or write when you're out with a fella in the pale moonlight. You don't have to look in a book to find what he thinks of the moon and what is on his mind. That comes naturally.
That comes naturally.
My uncle out in Texas can't even write his name. He signs his checks with X's and they cash them just the same. Grandpa Dick was always sick but never saw a doctor. He just died at 93 doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Thank you. cousin Jack insured his shack, and now he plays with matches. He'll collect, just wait and see, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Uncle Paul heard someone call when he just had two deuces. He wound up with aces three, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally. You don't have to go to a private school not to turn up your bustle to a stubborn you. You don't have to have a professor's dome not to go for the honey when the bees have home.
That comes naturally.
That comes naturally.
A nice young man named Harry is stuck on Sister Flo. She'd like to marry Harry, but his wife won't let him go. If you saw my pa and ma, you'd know they had no learning. Still, they raised a family, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
You hear them a lot on the radio, and they're number one for 13 weeks on the National Jukebox Charts. Here's the Ink Spots with The Gypsy.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you only believe the Gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true, and yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the Gypsy. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
You see, she looked in my hand and told me that my baby would always be true. And yet, in my heart I knew, dear, that somebody else was kissing you.
But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the Gypsy. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
I hope you've enjoyed our time machine flashback to 1946. Where to next week? Take a seat in the KHMB time machine and find out. Until then, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
One of the legendary nonprofits on the Coastside is Senior Coastsiders. Operating since the 1970s, Senior Coastsiders continues to focus on providing programs and services for all seniors 55 and over, and adults with disabilities. The organization also serves as a resource for the entire local community for information on aging, support of caregivers, and development of innovative approaches to address issues of aging. Senior Coastsiders is located at 925 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. You are invited to stop by and say hello. You can also visit them online, seniorcosiders.org.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share an interesting article about deer by Susan B. Kelly with the Peninsula Humane Society. Most people associate deer with the forest or other rural or semi-rural areas. In San Mateo County, people expect to see deer in the watershed area, on skyline, or on the open spaces along the coast. But in fact, deer can be seen throughout our county. Take a drive down 280 in the early morning or evening, and you're guaranteed to see deer grazing up on the hillsides, if not along the freeway itself. Very observant people notice that which deer they see depends on when they're looking. In the winter, herds of deer made of does, fawns, and bucks usually forage together. Come spring and summer, when the females have had their young, you primarily see only the bucks grazing in the open. If you are fortunate enough to live in an area that has mature landscaping, you may also see does with their fawns in your yard. Each year, the Wildlife Care Center receives dozens of calls from people who think they have an abandoned fawn in their yard or have seen one on the side of a road. Our advice, barring any obvious signs of illness or injuries, is to leave the animal alone. It's not uncommon for a doe to leave her fawn for 12 hours, jump in the yard, nurse the fawn, and leave once again. If a well-intentioned individual brings a abandoned fawn to the Humane Society, we generally return the baby to their original location. 9 times out of 10, we find the doe there looking for her youngster. Occasionally, however, we do receive a true orphan. These we send to a specially trained volunteer who raises them. When the fawn becomes self-sufficient, at 5 months of age, we release them. Deer can become very imprinted on people, and our caregiver must take special precautions not to let the animal become attached to her. While fawns are undeniably cute, they are wild animals. They appear very gentle, yet are quite strong, and have been known to injure people who try to restrain them. Adult deer are able to outrun a predator like a mountain lion or a coyote, or in the urban or suburban setting, a domestic dog. Most deer herds in residential areas are accustomed to our daily movements. They know which yards have dogs and which have the best ornamental shrubbery and fruit trees. They quickly learn who is leaving out food for them, a practice the Wildlife Care Center strongly discourages. Leaving food out for wildlife can draw too many animals to one area, making them dependent on the food source and a potential nuisance to neighbors. In areas where deer are numerous, including the hills from Redwood City to San Bruno and the entire south end of the county, drivers should stay alert day and night for deer crossing the road. For the most part, deer seem to know when traffic is most active and are pretty wary when out on the street. But come August, the bucks throw caution to the wind. This is when the rutting season begins and the male deer have other things on their mind. Once they get the scent of a female, they simply follow their noses, often charging onto our highways and byways. Consequently, more deer are hit by cars during this short 2-month period than the entire rest of the year. The number of dead deer the Humane Society picks up off the road reaches its peak. Once the season ends, the deer settle back into their herds and continue the daily business of survival. Some people delight in the presence of their local deer. Others consider them nothing but a destructive nuisance. The bottom line is we have moved into their territory. The animals have learned to coexist with us, and now we must learn to coexist with them. We have manipulated the environment in such a way that the area can support far more deer than it did when covered with only native plant life. So what can we do? First, accept the fact that deer and other wildlife are here to stay. Learn about their behaviors so you have a better understanding of what you can do to discourage them from coming around. If deer live in your neighborhood, be cautious when driving or riding a bike, for your own safety as well as for theirs. Landscape with plants that don't attract deer. Try different deterrents and fencing to keep them away. One of the most promising devices is a motion detector sprinkler that senses movement and sends out a stream of water that frightens the animal away. There are several helpful publications available, too. A Gardener's Guide to Preventing Deer Damage, available from California Department of Fish and Game, and Wild Neighbors, the Humane Approach to Living with Wildlife by the Humane Society of the United States. This is available through bookstores. Each year, PHS receives calls from people who want us to remove the deer from their neighborhood along with raccoons, skunks, and opossums and take them back to the watershed where they belong. Well, this just isn't possible. First, the law forbids relocating healthy wildlife. Second, it just doesn't help. These animals are not from the watershed. They were born and raised in our neighborhoods. Moving or trapping an animal out of an area only opens up a space for a new one to move in. Animals move in and stay in an area because it offers food, water, and/or shelter. Our best advice? Removing what is attracting the animals, and in time their numbers will decrease. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Sometimes we all need someone to talk to during emotionally difficult times. Our trained mental health crisis counselors are here 24/7 if you or a loved one needs support. Call the San Mateo County Crisis Line anytime at 650-579-0350.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hi, my name is Melinda McNaughton, and I am today's guest host on Keeping Pace with Your Health. I am a registered dietitian with the HEAL Project, our local nonprofit here in Half Moon Bay, which promotes healthy eating choices for kids by teaching them environmental stewardship, teaching them how to grow their own vegetables at our San Mateo County school farm. And we have instructors at Farallon and Hatch that are garden instructors. We also have a tasting program where instructors go into the schools or at the farm and offer fresh farm produce to the children. They prepare it. We teach them about nutrition, and they learn about where the food came from. We received a grant from the California Department of Food and Agriculture providing fresh farm produce to children and adults in our area where they have an opportunity to try some new foods they haven't tried before. Why is it important for us to eat locally grown produce, especially the California specialty crops? I'll speak to that when we come back after this message.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discreet appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Hi, I'm Melinda McNaughton, registered dietitian with the HEAL Project, and today we're talking about eating locally grown organic produce. Why is it important? It's important to support our local farmers so that we can continue to have this valuable resource of fresh local foods from nearby so they don't have to travel hundreds of miles creating lots of pollution. We also benefit from the organic no-spray produce with less pesticides and chemicals in our food so that our children can grow up and have a healthy, long life. We have a lot of things we get from the Central Valley, but so all of the food we get can be from anywhere in California. We try to source it organically. Sometimes it's no spray. But the food that we get locally from the coastside here from our many farmers, a lot of times are the leafy greens because they grow very well on the coast here. And they are high in B vitamins and calcium and lots of antioxidants that promote good health, that fight cancer. A lot of the other foods that we see from our local farmers here, beets, a lot of the root vegetables also grow well here, potatoes, rutabagas, turnips, carrots. And inland more, where it's warmer, we can get some good fresh tomatoes and some good orchard fruits. For information on these programs, you're invited to check out thehealproject.org. This is Melinda McNaughton, registered dietitian with The Heal Project, this week's guest on Keeping Pace with Your Health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710, and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top eight pubs in all of California. We're overdue for the wonderful vibe of jazz on Coastside Carousel. My guest today, Luis Rojas. He's been active in the Bay Area music scene as a band leader, sideman, and guitar instructor since moving here from L.A. in 1992. He loves to combine Latin, jazz, and blues influences to create a unique and personal sound. Luis is also one of the founding members of the Half Moon Band, which performs regularly at many venues on the Coastside and Peninsula. You can catch Luis Rojas' Afro-Cuban Experience at the Oddfellows Hall in Half Moon Bay on June 14th and also June 8th at Ocean Ciders at Pillar Point Harbor. Luis, welcome back to Coastside Carousel. It's been a few years, hasn't it?
It has.
You were here with Kelly Morlock when, do you remember?
Oh, gosh. Must have been about 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Maybe longer. Actually, it was pre-pandemic, yeah.
I'm not going to allow that to happen again, okay?
Okay.
You're too precious as a commodity on the coast here.
Well, thank you.
With your musicianship. I know you love to combine Latin, jazz, and blues influences. And when we first met, you told me about the whole vibe of Afro-Cuban music. Mm-hmm. You grew up in Cuba, right?
I did, yeah. I was born there in the mid-50s and grew up around a lot of great music, you know. The post-Mambo Kings era.
That's a great subject, the post-Mambo Kings era. Tell us about what that means for the person who doesn't really understand how music is a virus and goes around the world and then influences blend together. What is the Mambo period?
Well, I would say it's probably the 30s to the 50s, you know, late 30s to maybe early 50s. But there was a lot of big bands in Cuba, there was also a lot of smaller ensembles. There were some that had national recognition, and there were some that were more regional in nature.
You have a life in music. You're so busy. You play with three different bands, and I want to play a few songs today. I've always wondered about musicians, and give me some insight here. Why do musicians like to play with so many different bands all the time? What is it for you?
Well, for me, what attracted me to jazz originally was the freedom of expression and the improvisational aspect. You know, you have no boundaries. You can go anywhere you want. You can fully express yourself. And I think it reaches out and touches, you know, people at a very raw emotional level. So for me, it gives me the chance to reinterpret songs. in different styles. Sometimes we play American jazz standards from the Great American Songbook in a Latin style, and vice versa. We take some of the Latin songs and we do them a swing or bebop. It's fun to do that. There's a great writer, his name is Jerry Coker, that wrote about jazz improvisation, and he said you should try to be unpredictable 50% of the time. If you're always unpredictable, people tune out. If you're always predictable, people tune out. So if you're unpredictable half the time, then that keeps it interesting.
That is a good one. I want to play some music now. We're on Coastside Carousel with Luis Rojas, and he has several bands. We're talking about the Afro-Cuban experience today, mostly because he's at the Coastal Vine May 24th. Actually, is that with the Half Moon Band?
Yes, that's correct.
That's the May 24th show. Then June 8th at Ocean Ciders. What band is that?
That is also the Half Moon Band.
Okay, great. And then you're going to be at, and now I know this, at the Oddfellows Hall, Half Moon Bay, June 14th. That is the Afro-Cuban experience.
That is correct.
We're going to delineate more on that in a second, but let's listen to a song right now. I'm a big fan of Dizzy Gillespie. Mm-hmm. Night in Tunisia, this is your version of it. Do you want to talk about it before we play it?
Sure. Again, you hear a lot of Latin influence in these compositions. This came out of a collaboration with Chano Pozo. They were catalysts for each other and, inspired each other. This particular one is a Gillespie composition, and I really like it because it's a great vehicle for improvisation.
All right, here is Night in Tunisia, the Dizzy Gillespie song, and Luis Rojas, the Afro-Cuban experience on Coastside Carousel, KHMB.
Thank you. community radio for the Coast Side is KHMB, and this is Coast Side Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. I'm Mike Dale, and yes, you're hearing jazz. We don't play a lot of jazz on KHMB, but today we've got Luis Rojas. This is the Afro-Cuban Experience, and that is Night in Tunisia, as I said, Dizzy Gillespie. Luis, delineate for us, what is it about the Half Moon Band that might be a little separated a little bit from the Afro-Cuban Experience? Is there anything at all?
It's the genre, primarily. So the Half Moon Band is primarily about pop rock and blues, and where the Afro-Cuban Experience leans more towards jazz and of course, and a Latin idiom. But, yeah, the Half Moon Band tries to play music from 60s, spanning through the 70s, 80s, a little bit of the 90s. We have a joke in the band that we're trying to get into the 2000s.
That's good. That's good. So you're leaving the 1900s in a lot of ways?
Yes.
That's good. Luis, you mentioned that the Half Moon Band is more pop-oriented. Give us an example of some songs, and can we play one today?
Yeah, certainly. We do a lot of Steely Dan. We do some Linda
Ronstadt. Steely Dan, you just rang my bell.
Yeah.
Which one can we play?
How about Josie?
Josie. I love it. And I have it right here, actually. So let's hear it now. This is Luis Rojas with the Half Moon Band. This is Josie on Coast Side Carousel, KHMB.
Thank you. All right, all right. We're going to take a break.
100.9 FM and AM 1710 is KHMB, and there is Josie, the Luis Rojas version with Half Moon Band, and I had not seen you guys live before. That is a great little tune. So you're doing songs that people can embrace. Now, not everyone knows jazz the way maybe you do. Mm-hmm. I know jazz. I've used to listen to it a lot, the Wes Montgomerys of the world and the Dizzy Gillespies. But the Half Moon Band is easily accessible for the masses out there, right?
Yes, and it tends to be a lot more vocal. So most of the songs are vocal songs as opposed to the Afro-Cuban experience, where most of them are instrumentals.
All right, you've got me on a jag right now, Luis. Let's do another one. What other one would you like us to play?
We can try Smooth Operator.
Oh, yeah. Sade. All right. Should we do it right now?
Sure.
Let's do it. Smooth Operator with Sade, interpreted by the Half Moon Band on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. Lots of music today.
Operator.
to Coast LA to Chicago, Western Mail. Across the north and south to Key Largo, love for sale. Smooth operator. Smooth operator. A smooth operator. A smooth operator. A smooth operator. Smooth operator.
Community Radio for the Coastside, KHMV, and you got it on Coastside Carousel. I'm Mike Dale, brought to us each week by Cameron's Pub, Restaurant, and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists along the coastside, and I'm really getting to know Luis Rojas here for the first time. He's been on Carousel in the past, but Luis, we're going to have you back many, many more times. You have three different brains of bands, the Half Moon Band, the Afro-Cuban Experience, and the Jim Marr Band. For me, the most accessible, obviously, is the Half Moon Band. I've had such a blast with you today, and I can't wait to have you back. I didn't realize your catalog of music was so extensive. You showed me the Half Moon Band website, halfmoonband.com. Am I right?
That's correct.
Go on that website, Half Moon Bay, and take a look at all the songs that they play. And if you can, wherever you see them, show up for the Half Moon Band. In fact, Coastal Vine on May 24th, and the outdoor venue, June 8th, Ocean Ciders. That ought to be a lot of fun. When you play Ocean Ciders, by the way, how long do you play?
2 hours.
2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And you play all the pop stuff that we just talked about.
That's correct, yeah.
Can't wait. Luis, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure, for sure. That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artist of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Joseph Story is one of the most important names in American jurisprudence. Not only was he placed on the U.S. Supreme Court by President James Madison, but he also founded Harvard Law School and authored numerous legal works on the Constitution. While today's revisionists claim that the goal of the First Amendment was absolute religious pluralism, Justice Joseph Story vehemently disagreed. He declared, "The real object of the First Amendment was not to encourage, much less to advance, Mohammedanism or Judaism or infidelity by prostrating Christianity, but was to exclude all rivalry among Christian denominations." According to founder Joseph Story, Christianity, not pluralism, was the goal of the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment, for only a Christian nation is tolerant and thus is truly pluralistic.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.